The Ramchal has explained to us the role mitzvahs play in our lives and the role the other parts of living play. Together, they can both bring us to Shlemus, bring us closer to Hashem, and elevate our physical self, making it part of the neshama, provided that we have the right intent when involved in the things we do to live, eating, drinking, sleeping, and so on. These efforts have a powerful effect on our neshamas and our guf. They elevate the neshama and allow it to shine, and they are inherent in the guf as potential energy to eventually be released upon tchias hamesim, to change the guf into something spiritual, powerful, pure, holy, and united with the neshama. Of the mitzvahs we are commanded to do is to love Hashem and to fear Hashem, Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. To do this, we have to think about Hashem's greatness and our limited abilities and strength. This way, we can humble ourselves in front of Hashem, and it's not possible to truly love Hashem or fear Hashem without achieving some measure of humility first. If a person is full of themselves, there isn't room for Hashem in their hearts. And more than that, the nature of loving Hashem and fearing Hashem is to realize and accept our vulnerability, how dependent we are on Hashem, and how much control He has over our lives. And through that recognition, we bring Hashem into our lives, and we see how much He gives us and how much we need Him. This is how love of Hashem and fear of Hashem can begin to grow and flourish. But without humility, a person will refuse to think that they lack any kind of control over their lives. They won't want to accept that they have to be subservient to Hashem for all that they receive. And even if logically we might know this, and even perhaps say this, but in our hearts we might still resist this, thinking deep down that we are ourselves, we're free, and we don't need Hashem. Once we achieve any level of humility by internalizing our true position in this world and what role Hashem plays, we can begin to strengthen our love and fear of Hashem. We can recognize what He does for us. That encourages love. We can understand how reliant we are on Him, and that encourages fear or awe. We can understand how much of the world and its totality is all here through Hashem's creation, through Hashem's constant upholding of the world, of continuing the world. But all this revolves around us first getting ourselves out of the picture. And with that love of Hashem, we will desire to be a servant of Hashem, to be counted among those who praise Hashem regularly, those who live lives of bringing honor to Hashem's name, tzaddikim. That desire, that cheshek to become close to Hashem, to be able to express our love and appreciation of Hashem through praising Him and doing His will, is a powerful force. The love we have for Hashem brings us very close to Hashem, and it purifies the darkness of what our physical self imposes upon us, our chomer. Every time we, so to speak, touch Hashem through strengthening ourselves to get closer, our neshamas shine brighter. And little by little, level after level, these efforts bring us very close to Hashem. They create true connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.